speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, June 19th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at President Trump's launch last night. Quite frankly, I want to just contrast the narratives that are coming from the corporate mainstream media, including Fox News, as President Trump called them out. He said something is going on at Fox News. Said that a couple of days ago, and yeah, it is true. Something is happening at Fox News, but it's all the corporate media. And, you know, we have a, guys, get the pictures up of this story out of Pakistan. We had a Pakistani government minister who was doing a Facebook live stream of a press conference, and whoever was in his, organization that was running this Facebook live, they put on the cat filter setting. Now I can guarantee you this is Pakistan. This guy is probably being beaten to a pulp right now in some dark dungeon. But that basically is what the press, the corporate press, has been doing to President Trump. Basically, this is worse than the emperor has no clothes when you have a press conference and they paint cat whiskers and cat ears on you the entire time with the programming. It identifies the face and maps that you've all seen, that sort of thing. But that's essentially what the corporate media is doing to President Trump. So we're going to take a look at that. We're also going to take a look at some more of the reactions to Facebook's Libra coin. Quite frankly, I guess the thing I'm most surprised about is the lack of reaction. You had some people in France understood what was going on with it. You've got some people in a few areas that understand what's going on with it. But for the most part, corporate media is not talking about this at all. And if they do talk about it, I mean, there's nothing on Fox News. There's nothing on that I could see. Nothing anywhere at USA Today, NPR, these, you know, corporate and government media personalities. They don't really even cover it at all. If they do, they don't analyze it. CNN put out a little blurb there. Oh, look, Mark Zuckerberg has got a new coin to take over the world. Isn't that nice? Of course, they didn't tell you it's to take over the world. Washington Post kind of took that approach, surprisingly. They got it right to a large degree about the threat to this. The French understand that. But for the most part, it's either ignored or just happy news from Mark Zuckerberg. And quite frankly, with all the talk about violations of privacy, with all the talk about antitrust, isn't it amazing the deafening silence and crickets that you hear from these people that are supposedly going to be regulating all of this? Oh, that's fine. Yeah. He's going to go into competition with all the banks. No problem. No problem at all. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We've got an update on what's going on in Hong Kong. We've got some amazing updates about Pride Month. We have a guest who's going to be joining us later in the program, Megan Fox, who reports quite regularly about CPS issues. And folks, if you don't understand where these mandatory vaccines are going, you really want to catch this interview. She understands. I understand. This is going to be used, as it has already been used, to attack many parents to take away their children because they're not vaccinated. And so when we see the escalation of mandatory vaccines, not only is it an affront to our freedom and to our dignity, and to our informed consent, treating us like their cattle, their slaves. It is also going to be used as another effort to destroy the family, to destroy religious freedom, as we've already seen in New York. They don't care about any religious exemption. They don't believe in religion, except when it comes to green issues. You've now got New York State doubling down on all the green issues. And, of course, also on the gringo green cards. They're going to give driver's licenses to anybody who's an illegal alien in New York as well. So we got green cards, green new deals coming out of New York, but forget about your religious liberty. We'll be right back.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, June 19th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a quick look at what President Trump's rally told us yesterday. It basically tells us that mainstream corporate media is lying to you, big time. As I said at the top of the hour, every time I look at this picture of this Pakistani government, let's see, he was the Secretary General of provincial government. He holds a press conference, and they've got a Facebook Live streaming of it, and they've got a cat filter on his face the entire time. Every time I look at that, that's worse than the emperor having no clothes, quite frankly, putting a cat ears and whiskers on the emperor as he's holding his press conferences. But of course, as I said, this is what they've been doing to President Trump from the very beginning. Superimposing a false narrative, a false characterization of him. And as Politico puts it, you see this at the Drudge Report, Trump stages his greatest show yet. He kicked off his reelection campaign yesterday in Orlando. And in contrast to the low-key kickoff that he did for the 2016 election, where he came down the escalator of one of his buildings, this was a big deal. We had fans camping out since Monday, over 40 hours. People were camping out to get a seat in the 20,000-seat Amway Center. They had 100,000 people sign up for tickets in this 100,000-seat center, and they had to camp out for 40 hours to get in there. Now, contrast this to Joe Biden, who Fox News said, there's the crowd there, absolutely packed, five times more people trying to get in than it could hold. Now, contrast us, so we've shown this for the last couple of days, this rally that Biden had, where a lady was there, she said, look, we're about an hour away from Joe Biden having his rally, and there it is right there. It's this little tiny, it looks like a Veterans of Foreign Wars building or something, and there's nobody there but a couple of cameramen with bags. And she pans around the parking lot, totally empty, totally empty. But, you know, Fox News tells us that he's beating the pants off of President Trump in their polls. And all the rest of the professional polls tell us that as well. See, they're lying to you. They're fake news. They're fake news. And as President Trump was there, talking about the double standards, not only the lying about the popular support for him, but also talking about the double standards, he says, hey, if I deleted one email, like maybe a love note to Melania, it's the electric chair for Trump. He also said, and if Don Jr. took $1.50 from China, he'd go to jail. But of course, you know, Joe Biden Jr. can take $1.5 billion from China. And oh, by the way, he can use it to set up a biometric surveillance system with the son of John Kerry. And they accompanied Joe Biden on his diplomatic trip. No problem with that, right? In order to cut that deal with the Chinese government, with the Chinese bank. And so he says, so, you know, Joe Biden Jr., he gets $1.5 billion. No problem. Media doesn't have a problem with that. And so, as Breitbart pointed out, Ronald Reagan also launched his reelection campaign in Orange County, Florida, went on to win 49 states, one of the biggest landslides that we've ever had in a presidential election. But as they point out, Trump will have a much tougher path back to the White House, much of it because of self-inflicted wounds and advisors who, as they put it, are not well-versed in the America First agenda that got Trump elected in 2016. Well, that's a polite way to put it. I'm not going to put that kind of spin on it. Quite frankly, President Trump has, for the most part, with a few exceptions, I mean, we talk about the, especially the policies that have come out in the last week or so in terms of changing land use in rural areas. I mean, that's where his base is. And some great things have come out of that. Some great things came out of the EPA before they got rid of the director that he put in there. But other than those issues, President Trump has put people in that are diametrically opposed to all the policies that he said. I mean, he put Gary Cohen in, the Goldman Sachs banker, in to handle trade issues and things like that. He's not in favor of putting America first. He wants Goldman Sachs and multinational corporations first. He put in Rex Tillerson, who puts climate change, this fantasy crisis, first and over our interests. Yes, those people left or were removed. Look at the generals that he put in who have opposed him on every issue. Look at Bolton and Pompeo who are pushing into wars that are in opposition to what President Trump said. You don't accomplish anything if everybody in your cabinet is against you. You know, this whole thing about keeping your friends close and your enemies closer, that does not apply to your managers. Your managers should be on board with your agenda. One of the things that's made President Trump great in business is to make sure that he picks loyal people who are going to do what he wants to have done. He doesn't necessarily never hired people with resumes. He'd hire somebody off the street that had a good work ethic, that was loyal to him. He's hiring people who are vetted as experts who have no loyalty to him, no loyalty to his issues, who stab him in the back at every opportunity, who stab him in the back after he finally fires them. That's the thing that really is his self-inflicted wound, his inability to manage. That's the most surprising thing to me about the Trump campaign. Here's a guy who has been phenomenal in business, and he doesn't seem to be able to manage his cabinet. He can't even vet the people that he puts in. And so the question is the personal loyalty of the people, and so far it appears that's going to work. The personal loyalty of people to President Trump, is that going to transcend the, you know, is this going to be a Ronald Reagan re-election, or is it going to be a George Bush re-election? I mean, is the build my wall going to be the read my lips of 2020? I don't know. All this has to do is the biggest asset of President Trump is really the radical insanity of the left, to the fact that there isn't any other alternative, the fact that these radically insane people on the left scare everyone so much. As he put it, America will never be a socialist country, ever. Republicans do not believe in socialism. We believe in freedom. And we've never seen a more radicalized socialism than we're seeing from the left. You know, we've got people out there like AOC who's talking like President Trump's Rex Tillerson. I mean, that's the thing that rips my head off. It's like, we knew this about Rex Tillerson. I knew this about Rex Tillerson. I would never have hired him. It was common knowledge where this guy was on climate change. Not a surprise. Not a surprise. Well, why didn't President Trump know that? Why didn't his advisors know that? Why didn't they care? That's the other issue. Now, on traditional GOP establishment positions, like pro-life, President Trump has been even better than the GOP. As he said yesterday, every life is a sacred gift from God. He blasted Democrats for, quote, ripping babies straight from the mother's womb. That's exactly right. And he put it this way. He says some Democrats, especially in Virginia, back, quote, execution after birth. Folks, that's exactly what the comfort care that Governor Northam of Virginia talked about. He said, yeah, we just set the baby over here on the side and, you know, keep it comfortable, let it die. Don't give it any food or water. You know, the comfort care that was provided to Terry Schiavo. This is not something that God will bless. This is something that God destroys nations and cultures who engage in this type of activity. And so there are very clear battle lines that are drawn between the two parties, and that may be the thing that rescues him. Of course, we look at the popularity, you know, we're told, well, you know, he's losing badly to all these different people. On Sunday, Fox News showed a poll with Trump trailing five Democrat presidential contenders, showed Biden leading him by 10 points. You know, they'd shown a previous poll where Biden was 13 points ahead of President Trump. You just saw the two rallies between these two people, right? Bernie Sanders, a 9-point lead, three other Democrat candidates, Pocahontas, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, all ahead of Trump. Really? Seriously, Fox? You got watch parties. Not only did they have a sellout crowd at this 20,000-seat arena, five times that, but you had nationwide watch parties for the presidential campaign relaunch. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated, but we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to just give us straight donations? There's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. all InfoWars best-selling live products, all of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforest Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, we've got Fox telling us that President Trump is losing by a landslide to 5 Democrats. And yet nobody shows up to the guy that's whooping him, Biden's rally, and you've got 100,000 people trying to fit into a 20,000-seat place. Again, we've never seen these types of crowds, not even with Obama. When Obama headlined with a lot of rock and roll groups, you know, he was the – it wasn't Obama – at these rallies where he'd get 8 or 10,000 people. That was unprecedented to see that many people turn up for a political rally. But Obama had all of these pop singers that were pretty popular that preceded him. And for the most part, people were showing up to a trendy concert, you know, and meeting other millennials for dates or whatever. There were many other layers to what was going on there. With Trump, they're just showing up to hear a guy stand on stage and talk. Talk for hours. And yet, we're supposed to believe that that President Trump doesn't have any support, that his base has left him. I don't see that, quite frankly. You know, when you talk about just showing up and watching somebody talk for hours, it's kind of interesting. We had this Broadway play. Let me just do a little digression here before I take a look at more of the politics. This Broadway play, this was reported by Breitbart a couple of days ago. I didn't get into it because of everything that was happening with power grids being hacked, elections being hacked with Microsoft and the Pentagon and DARPA and Facebook coming up with a new cryptocurrency to try to take over the world's banking system, in my opinion. So I had a lot of stuff like that to talk about, but there's this Broadway play talked about over the weekend on Breitbart, Hillary and Clinton was what it was called. and it had to shut down early due to low ticket sales. Now, this was a Broadway play. They spent $4 million to produce this, but they couldn't hang on until July 21st. I mean, we're talking about the middle of June, so they missed it by quite a margin. And I looked at this and I thought, boy, this is kind of like, you know, the movie, and they did a play of it. You know, the producers. The original movie had Zero Mostel and Gene Wilder in it. Zero Mostel was this producer who basically made money by coming up with horrible plays that were going to fold so that nobody expected their money back, right? So he could sell 200% shares, you know, just everybody, yeah, send your money. And then nobody expected their money back because the thing was a flop and it failed. So they set out to design the very worst play that they could, Springtime for Hitler. Figured nobody would go to see it. And it was a surprise hit and they were ruined. Spoiler alert. Maybe you've probably already seen this. So I guess maybe we could call this Springtime for Hillary. That would fit, right? Let's do a play about Hillary Clinton. And we'll get backers to give us $4 million and it'll close in a week or two. I mean, who would think that this thing would, even in New York, that people would show up to see a play that focuses on Hillary's campaigning efforts against Barack Obama. And it imagines, as the article said, it imagines a scene between Hillary and Bill in the middle of a New Hampshire hotel room. How thrilling is that? But is she like wiping his server with a cloth, you know? I mean, you're going to sit there and watch these two people talk? This guy, this third play that he's had that's a flop. I mean, he may be like the Zero Mostel character in The Producers. His other recent flop was Shakespeare's King Lear. Well, I guess we could call this one the Queen Smear, because that's the way Hillary has run her political campaigns. But nobody, even in New York, wants to see a play about their beloved former senator, Hillary Clinton. And yet, we have Fox News telling us, you know, hey, President Trump is losing to Joe Biden 49-39. At the same time, you got 100,000 people trying to get into a 20,000-seat auditorium to listen to President Trump just stand up and talk for a couple of hours. It's absolutely amazing. Let me tell you something, though. I'll repeat what I said yesterday. You know, you had Trump's campaign manager said polling is dead. He said, I just think the country is too complex now to call a couple hundred people on the phone and ask them what they think. There are so many ways and different people who show up and vote now. That's exactly my concern. Because as I laid out yesterday in a great deal of detail, and I'm not going to go into all the detail again. I'll just summarize what I said yesterday about the up-and-coming elections. Some people realize the threat to the 2020 election that is posed by this coalition of Democrat states trying to overthrow the Electoral College. Not trying to amend the Constitution even, but to do an end run around the Constitution. It is a conspiracy, if you will. Not a theory, it is an open conspiracy to overthrow the Constitution, to overthrow the Electoral College, to go around it. Now, that's one issue. And a lot of people are not really talking about that too much, not really paying too much attention about that. We have Judicial Watch now launching a lawsuit against the Colorado Secretary of State about that. And basically saying, you know, this is a Judicial Watch statement. They said, we tried to get background papers under a Freedom of Information Act. But again, the Secretary of State there in Colorado stonewalled us on this. So we're trying to get information about how they, you know, pushed to do this. Judicial Watch said currently most states award all their Electoral College votes to the candidate who wins the popular vote in the state. But they're not going to do that with this compact. But when a state such as Colorado passes legislation to join the National Popular Vote Compact, it pledges all the state's electoral votes will be given to whichever presidential candidate wins the popular vote nationwide. It's like, wait a minute, isn't the establishment, mainstream, corporate press, Democrat narrative? You know, we look at Yahoo, four key points on divisive Trump's path to reelection. Here's how divisive Trump can win. Now, you know, the Democrats aren't dividing people at all, are they? Oh, yes, they are. They are dividing everybody along identity politics lines. Stacey Abrams even said, identity politics, that's who we are. So they're going to break America into competing groups of sex and skin color and religion and sexual practices and so forth. They are the experts at division, and yet, Yahoo says, four key points on divisive Trump's path to election. And the first one they have here is, never mind the popular vote. He's got that ace in the hole, that electoral college and the Constitution. They're going to talk about, never mind the popular vote. Come on. Never mind the popular vote. That's exactly what Colorado is saying. Colorado and all these states are saying, never mind the popular vote in Colorado. Never mind. We don't care what the people of Colorado said. We're going to take a look at what the voters in four or five mega cities that are under Democrat control say, and the people who stuff those ballots there. But I'm going to tell you when we come back, all of this stuff about polling and so many ways and different people who show up to vote, the insurance policy for this election is already being put in place by the same institutions, the Pentagon and DARPA. It's called Election Guard.
Yeah. Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau D'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. To give you an idea of the problems that the Democrat Party has, you've got a Democrat border mayor is absolutely ballistic over the dumping of illegal aliens in his own town. Now, this is a problem for the Democrats even more so than it is for President Trump. And this is one of the reasons why his failure to build a wall which I believe he has the power and the ability to do in spite of opposition from the Democrats. But if he is able to dodge failing to do this, it will be because he can put all the responsibility on the Democrats. I think that they don't have the power to stop this. He is commander-in-chief of the army. He can move at will thousands of people to monitor the border of Iran, but he can't do anything here. They can put thousands of troops in Syria without any congressional approval or oversight or complaint by the corporate media, but they can't move troops to our border to defend our country. Come on. We're not that stupid. I'm not that stupid. Nevertheless, this is something that's going to hurt the Democrats even more. Even a Democrat mayor is very angry about how the border is flooded, as the Democrats are saying, this is a manufactured crisis. There's no problem. You know, we've got Castro, one of the Castro twins out of San Antonio, says, no difference in the border than ever before. They will flat up lie to you about this. We're going to talk about what New York State is doing to give to the green light, as they put it. Essentially, it's a green card, if you will. Making illegals legal again is what they want to do. Because, I mean, these are people who've come into our country, moved into our country. They don't care about permission coming into the country. Do they care about permission to drive? Not from the ones I've seen driving around here in Texas. Not in Austin. They don't really care about permission to drive. They don't care about the lines on the roads, pretty much anything else. I mean, you know, they don't need no stinking badges. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. They don't need no license to drive, right? They didn't have a license to come into the country. What's this all about? Well, it's about legitimizing them, legalizing them through the back door. And they want to do it by this December. Why? Because they want to make sure they can vote in the primaries. They want to make sure that they can vote by the election. That's really what's behind all of this stuff. Nevertheless, we've got Eric Swalwell, the guy who got in the big Twitter fight with Joe Biggs, saying, we need to confiscate all the guns just like they did in Australia. And Joe Biggs said, well, you do that, you're going to start a civil war. And then, undeterred by his previous irresponsible comments, Eric Swalwell says, well, he doubles down and says, well, we have nuclear weapons and they're legit. And it went viral, that exchange. And so now he holds a gun control speech near the NRA headquarters, and he gets a total of 18 people. 18 people. President Trump crammed in 20,000 people. 20,000 people. The maximum capacity of that arena, even though 100,000 people tried to get in. And yet we're told by Fox News that, hey, you know, he's losing big time. He's in a lot of trouble. I don't think so. As a matter of fact, you know, who's in trouble? It's CNN and maybe Fox News if they head down this path as well. CNN was covering the Trump rally and this happened. Let's play that clip. That, in case you couldn't understand because of the number of the crowd, they were chanting CNN sucks, CNN sucks. And CNN cut away to their panel after they were criticized for cutting away. Brian Stelter claimed the network simply cut away for analysis. Yes, what do you think about that? CNN sucks. No, I think that's actually fake news, they would say, I'm sure. We don't have their analysis. Do you really need their analysis? There's nothing that CNN tells you that is true anyway. But as I said, you know, as Brad Parscale talks about how you can't really measure this with polling. Polling obviously has failed. Failed big time the last election. I think it has been a control tactic. We call it push polling. You know, you ask questions to the people that you want to ask questions. You can carefully select the people that you want to do. You can try to make it look like, it was honest. But you can put your thumb on the scale, just the people that you contact. I mean, even the way that you contact people, right? You're going to get a different demographic if you use dial-up numbers than if you use cell phones. That was one of the things that they did in years past. You know, you can also load it for one particular party or the other. So there's many ways that you can get a result that you want in advance. That's called push polling. And then you run the headlines and say, look at what people are doing. And there's really nothing underneath that. And when Brad says there's so many different ways and different people who show up to vote now, let me tell you something. The danger, as I said yesterday, of these fake polls is that they're building a public expectation for an artificial result that they're going to inject into the system through electronic voting and other things. I talked about Election Guard. You know, we've had the Pentagon work with Microsoft. They call it the Democracy Project or something like that. You know, we're going to protect democracy, right? Well, what are they going to do? Well, they've got NewsGuard to put a, you know, you put that on your Microsoft browser and it tells you whether you can trust a news organization or you distrust everything they have to say. It's another way of pushing corporate media. As I said before, you know, corporate media just falls all over itself talking about how wonderful NewsGuard is. And then Microsoft tells you that, you know, and they say, oh, you can trust NewsGuard. And then Microsoft that creates NewsGuard says, you can trust mainstream media. It's an echo chamber where they endorse each other and push this false narrative on the public. Why? Because they are going to, with the next step, Election Guard. Election Guard is an operating system that Microsoft has set up just like they did back in the day with DOS and then with Windows. They didn't care who built the hardware. They had the operating system. And they are setting up the operating system for all the electronic voting machines. There's only three manufacturers that account for 90% of all the voting machines in America. And now it's going to come down to one corporation. As I showed yesterday, when we look at the PRISM slide that came out of the Snowden leaks and so forth, you can see that Microsoft, of all the tech collaborators and quislings and shills that the intelligence community and the Pentagon have set up, Microsoft is the premier one. They were the first ones to get into PRISM. And now they have been chosen by the Pentagon, by the Department of Defense. They said, oh, we're working with this small company here that just got another grant from the from DARPA, $10 million grant. They say they're a private company, but their only investor is the Pentagon and the intelligence community that just spent 2 years trying to take President Trump down. These are the people who are going to be vetting and controlling and verifying the election. And if President Trump and Brad Parscale don't understand this, they really don't understand the many different ways that people can vote. And the many different people who are going to be voting out of the Pentagon, out of the intelligence community. We are in the process of not only losing our speech because of these technocratic elite that are taking over everything. They have taken over the public square. You've seen this now. Everybody knows it, but nothing is being done about it. And now, you know, after shutting down the free press, after shutting down the public's right to speak in support of President Trump, or to even discuss issues and to analyze them amongst yourselves, that, quite frankly, is even more important than a free press. Yes, a free press allows you to hear people with different point of views out there. But ultimately, you've got to use your own intelligence to sort through these views and see what you agree with and disagree with. And part of the way you do that is talking to other people and hashing it out. That they don't want that. They want a few corporate media personalities who are going to dictate to you what everybody thinks. Oh, look, we've got this poll. Oh, look, we've got Walter Cronkite telling you, and that's the way it is. And that's not the way that it is. And now they're moving in to take over our money and our banking system. They're going to use this just like the Chinese are using it. Yeah, you know, we're going to make it all free for everybody. And then they're going to become the world banker. And you're not going to move an inch without these people. You're going to have to get Mark Zuckerberg's permission to buy and to sell. Yeah, the Mark Zuckerberg of the beast. We'll be right back.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down. our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated, but we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Coms. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, Americans are asleep at the wheel, literally. You know, this story that I'm sure all of you have seen now, it's been out for a couple of days, a Tesla driver caught sleeping for more than 30 miles on one of California's busiest highways. You had people taking pictures of this guy, totally asleep at the wheel, and in March, you had another Tesla driver in California caught sleeping at the wheel. In May, a drunk Tesla owner decided to let his car drive him home. Well, now they don't have a problem with that in Florida. You know, we have all these stories about Florida man did this and Florida man did that. One of the news organizations in Florida has actually got a Florida man channel on YouTube where they have crazy Florida man stories. Well, we won't have any Florida man stories about people driving. I guess we'll have Florida car stories. Florida car did this. Florida car did that. Because now they're going to allow autonomous cars on Florida's roads starting July 1st this year. Now, this is the Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, who just got into office recently. He signed the new bill into law. He said the intention is to remove, quote, barriers to the advancement of autonomous vehicles. Let me explain, let me translate that for you. What that means is we don't give a damn about your safety. We don't care about your family's safety. We're going to use the public roads as an experiment because we put government control and corporate profits over your safety, over your liberty, because that's ultimately what they're, that's the end game here, is to take away your freedom of movement. Cars that are driven by, under centralized control of the government are going to be incompatible with human cars on the road. And so human cars will be banned. And they're already doing that in many jurisdictions throughout Europe. They're putting in massive congestion fees already in New York City and other things like that. That's the way this begins. It begins with congestion fees. Then it begins with restrictions on cars that are not ultra low emission. In other words, anything that isn't a year too old, you're going to be banned from having it, even if it is a hybrid. Eventually, they said they're going to get rid of hybrid cars. Right now, they'll allow hybrid cars that are part electric, part internal combustion. In just a few years, the road plan is to get rid of those that even are hybrid cars. It'll only be electric cars. Then the plan is to get rid of all privately owned cars, so the corporations will be controlling your movements as well. Not just your money, not just your speech in the public square, not just the news organizations, not just the elections, but also your very movement will be controlled by these corporations. And when you look at this, folks, that means that government doesn't care about your life. It doesn't care about your liberty. It doesn't care about your safety. And of course, liberty and safety are always put up there by the government as well. You know, we've got to take away your liberty so that you can be safer. No, no, no. They don't care about that. Don't care about that. You know, moving, we're told, moving is a privilege. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. We don't need a constitutional amendment to protect our freedom of movement. We don't need a constitutional amendment to protect our ability to have private vehicles. It'd be nice if we had local governments that recognized that. But there is no authority for the federal government to stop that. And yet, what we're seeing is that under Elaine Chao, the crony capitalist queen, the wife of Mitch McConnell, who is the head of the Department of Transportation under President Trump, and these people like this Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, they will do anything for corporate profits. In the same way we see the FDA shutting down your health choices, taking away things that are safe and effective, taking away the ability to use your own body's stem cells taken from your fat. No, 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 can't do that. Big pharmaceutical companies need to make money. Just like one or two preferred multinational corporations will have a monopoly or duopoly, or there might be three of them, but it'll probably be one or two that will control all transportation, and they are clamoring over each other to see who can prostitute themselves to the government regulators the best. That is a sad situation we're in. And as part of this law, anyone who is on board is exempted from laws against texting or other distracted driving activities in the vehicle. They don't care about that. As a matter of fact, when you look at the way they're setting up the cars now, they want to entice you to do your shopping while you're driving in the car. You ain't got a big iPad stuck to the thing. What is all this stuff about? Don't use your phone while you're driving, and they attach a big iPad. In some cases, like Tesla, that's the only instrumentation you've got. You don't have any tactile feedback. You gonna sit there and pinch and zoom and twist and do this and shop with the GM app that they put in the cars? You do your shopping while you're driving, quote-unquote driving? Now, the bill, quote, authorizes operation of a fully autonomous vehicle on Florida roads regardless of whether a human operator is physically present. You don't even have to have a human in the car, let alone behind the wheel. You don't have to have a human behind the wheel. You don't have to have a human in the back seat. They're going to let Google, Waymo, and they're going to let the big automobile manufacturers just have free access to the roads. Now, right now, they're saying, this only applies to level 4 and 5 self-driving vehicles, which do not yet exist outside of various test programs. But of course, they'll be able to test those vehicles as they're developing them on the public roads. Florida man becomes Florida car. And it's all to serve the corporate interests of Lyft, Waymo, Uber, Ford, GM. They don't care about your life. It's corporate profits and government control. The same story, whether it is healthcare or mobility, the same story. And of course, they also, he did this at a facility in Florida called SunTrax. It is a high-speed autonomous vehicle testing facility that is currently under construction and probably being paid for by taxpayer dollars there. And if you want to know where the future is here, first ticket for speeding on a bike path in Denver will cost you $100. See, as they take away your car, you're going to be maybe riding on bicycles if you are lucky. You know, like the people in third world countries. But don't go too fast because they're going to hand out speeding tickets now for bicycles. Maybe it'll get to the point where they hand out tickets if you walk too fast. That's what Google calls their smart city model in Toronto. They call it Sidewalk Labs. You're going to be walking on the sidewalks. You may be living on the sidewalks, but you will be under their all watchful eye, monitoring everything that you do. You know, I had a white hat cybersecurity expert send me an article when we were talking about the grid attacks. And, you know, they didn't fess up and say that it was a grid attack in Argentina that took down tens of millions of people's power for 6 or 7 hours off over 5 different countries. We had reports that the U.S. is doing cyber attacks into Russia. The New York Times said, yeah, you know, we got the cyber command general here in the U.S. saying, yeah, we're going to do that to the Russians because they're doing it to us, and it's overdue, you know, for us to do that type of thing. And President Trump said, that's treason to tell people we're doing that. It's fake news. Well, I don't think it's fake news. I think it is treasonous that these people are doing it without even the authorization of the president. But if you want to know how this is going to look, and how this is going to look when they can hack your power grid, when they can hack your car, when a foreign power can completely shut down something, or you can be targeted individually. You know, we had the many cases talked about of hacking into medical devices. We just had the story about researchers implanting false images into MRI CAT scan machines. You know, taking, if there's tumors there, make those disappear. If there aren't any tumors, you can make them appear, even though they're not there. It's kind of like what DARPA is able to do with memories. DARPA has talked about with their brain project. We can put memories in that you don't have, and we can take the memories that you do have out. What's the problem with that, right? These are the same people who are going to be funding your elections through Microsoft and their shell corporation. Galois, I think is what it's called. G-A-L-O-I-S. I don't even know how to pronounce it. But these are the people implanting memories, taking memories out. They're going to be implanting votes, taking votes out with the help of big corporations that have been working with them. But just take a look at how this works. They have an app for this, quite frankly. It's called Black Energy. And there's another one called Gray Energy. The people who work in cybersecurity, the white hats, as well as the black hats, know about this. They write about this. WeLiveSecurity.com did a long article that I'll tell you a little bit about when we come back. But we got to go to break right now. And folks, don't forget, at InfoWarsStore.com, we have an emergency sale, 50% off all of our InfoWars Live products. Those are all of our health supplements, 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, store-wide on all of our health products. If you're taking any vitamins or supplements, you're not going to get anything that is higher quality, higher purity than the products we sell at InfoWars, and you're not going to find it at a better price anywhere else. We'll be right back.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTru Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with Portal Silver Iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan-favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every Info Warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano-silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Megan Fox, and we're going to talk about the moves towards mandating vaccines, how that is going to be escalating the government's war against families and parents. CPS. Taking children without due process. Taking children without even letting the parents know what they have been accused of. So many different ways we've had the government shut down all of our fundamental protections that were reserved in the Constitution. Why were those things put there? Well, because, you know, we have a Second Amendment because, not because the government is granting us the privilege of owning guns. No, it is a God-given right to protect ourselves. But governments typically have this history of trying to take them away from people, right? The people who fought the war, who wrote the Declaration of Independence, who said that we possess these rights simply because we're human. We have certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Government's responsibility is to protect those. But sometimes, you know, government goes rogue. And it starts to take those away. And when it does, we have the right to alter or to abolish that government. That's what they did with the War of Independence. And then they wrote a constitution saying, and don't you do it either. You know, we're creating this centralized federal government with great misgivings. And we want to make sure that certain patterns of tyranny are not repeated. Things like taking people's property or even their children without due process. Trying people in secret trials where you're not even allowed to know what the charges against you are. And now we have that happening everywhere. People are put on no-fly lists. They don't know how they got on it. They just know they can't fly. They can't see the charges against them. It was put on them by a secret court. You get search warrants put up against even the President of the United States with the FISA court, the secret court, Star Chamber court. These are old and familiar patterns of tyranny. Because human nature does not change. And because we have ignored the prohibitions on that kind of tyrannical, aberrant human behavior that are in the Bill of Rights. And so we're going to have Megan Fox joining us talking about these most recent attacks and how they're escalating. But I want to continue in this short segment in terms of the fragility that we have in our Internet of Things, our smart cities, our self-driving cars, our electronic voting, our digital public square, all of this stuff, how it can be hijacked by a few elitists, but also how it can be hijacked by anybody else. This story coming from We Live Security talks about a Slovakian cybersecurity company. They've been around since 1992. It's the most successful cyber security, the most successful corporation in Slovakia. It's called ESET. ESET research has uncovered details of the successor of the Black Energy Advanced Persistent Threat. This is a tool set that was last seen in December 2015 during the first ever blackout that was caused by a cyber attack. Around the time of that breakthrough incident, when about 230,000 people were left without electricity, we started detecting another malware framework, and we named it Gray Energy. It has since been used to attack energy companies and other high-value targets in Ukraine and Poland for about the past 3 years. When we describe APT groups, that's Advanced Persistent Threat Groups, we're making connections based on technical indicators, code similarities, malware execution chains, and so on. So they're looking at this thing. They're not necessarily doing an investigation of the individuals behind it. They're just saying, look, this is a set of tools and a similar situation. What they're seeing now with Gray Energy is something that is far more sophisticated than Black Energy. These, you have to understand, there are specific tool sets that are set out, set up to take down this incredibly complex and increasingly complex power grid, the Internet of Things, specifically targeted for that. Why are we going down that road? Why are we going down the road of electronic voting? We don't need this. We shouldn't have this.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking at the top of the hour. I didn't quite get finished with what I wanted to say about Gray Energy. Black Energy, the first time they saw a tool set that was used to take down a power grid, leaving a little over about a quarter of a million people without power. As I said, this last weekend, they haven't identified it. Do you think that they're going to tell people, it's the power grid, it's susceptible to cyber hacks? No, they'll probably tell people it's something like a raccoon fell across a line somewhere, right? They're going to come up with some kind of an explanation like that. They do not want you to really understand what's going on. That's why I'm talking about this. They'll always come up with some excuse. You know, we had a squirrel chew through the line at a transformer play. That kind of stuff does happen. But what we saw in Argentina, the same time we're hearing about this story, of the war going on between power grids, between the U.S. and Russia and others. There's an app for that, a tool set for that. Again, they identified Black Energy. They said when they saw these advanced and persistent threat groups, they said they had certain technological similarities to the tool set that was there with Black Energy that has now shown up with Gray Energy. Gray Energy, however, is a little bit different. Gray Energy malware modules that they've observed, they said, were used for espionage and reconnaissance purposes. In other words, they could get in the back door of a system, they could extract files, they could take screenshots, they could do keylogging to capture your password and so forth, steal credentials and so forth, things like that. We have not observed any modules that specifically target industrial control systems. We have, however, observed that Gray Energy operators have been strategically targeting industrial control systems workstations, which tend to be mission-critical systems that are never meant to go offline except for periodic maintenance. In other words, critical infrastructure facilities. And so they say, well, you know, we've seen that it's a more modern toolkit. It operates more on stealth. They push only selected modules as they are needed. Very, very sophisticated. You know, it knows what it's doing, and it's kind of, you know, self-operating. And if it needs a new capability, it downloads another module. But it's very Spartan with what it actually puts on the system to try to avoid detection. Again, we look at what's happening to us as we are willingly turning over control first of the public square, and look at what they have done to it. Look at what Facebook and Apple and Twitter and Google have done to the public square. Putting out fake information. Remember how Google put out, you would type in idiot and you would get nothing but pictures of President Trump, right? That didn't happen on the other search engines. Or you go to Google and you type in California Republican Party just before the election. It says their ideology is Nazi-based. This type of stuff, a lot of it even more subtle than that. The shadow banning of people, the overt banning of entire platforms like InfoWars and now many others. 2 months after the banning of InfoWars, they went after 800 different sites. Not all of them conservative or libertarian or Trump supporters. And now they're doing it, the depersoning of people, individuals being banned by Facebook. The same people who want to control the world's money supply. So let's talk a little bit about that, because we had, as I said before, it was amazing to me how few people in the corporate press really even talked about this. If they did, it was just a happy press release coming from Facebook. Never really talked about the implications of this like I did yesterday. You know, what is happening with us? Well, you know, as I said, we've had J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, running that. He said, you know, oh, you don't want any cryptocurrency. That stuff is garbage, blah, 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 right? As they were developing it themselves. And of course, HSBC is also developing blockchain technology to try to accelerate and to encrypt transactions and so forth. But see, HSBC and JP Morgan, as big as they are, they don't have the kind of reach and customer database that Facebook does. This is why Facebook is really taking on the entire banking system. You know, what I guess we could just kind of say that what they're doing also is taking the crypto out of cryptocurrency. Because it's not really a cryptocurrency, what they're talking about, in a large sense. Yes, it's called a cryptocurrency because you do encrypt the information when it is being sent, but it's not encryption in the sense that it protects your privacy. Facebook's never going to protect your privacy, in spite of everything that they say. And so it's not going to be, they use cryptography for security, but the hallmarks of cryptocurrency has always been decentralization. And what Facebook is setting up is a very centralized command control by a few of the world's largest multinational corporations out of Switzerland. We could basically call Mark Zuckerberg. We could call him Mark Bilderberg. You could call the currency the Davos coin, because that's really what it is. It's a coin by a few elitists. The other part of cryptocurrencies that were always there, it was always a decentralized aspect of it. That's what people thought about cryptocurrency. It's not going to be controlled by a single organization. It was going to be organic in nature. It was going to be independent of centralized control by government or individuals so that they couldn't interfere or manipulate that. All of that stuff is gone now with this Facebook coin. And for the vast majority of people on Earth, Facebook will be, their coin, Libra coin, will be what cryptocurrency is, even though it is a repudiation of many of the most important aspects of cryptocurrency. It does hold the promise of making transactions direct without the need for a trusted third party such as a bank or credit card company, except that the third party, the bank or the credit card company, will be Facebook. That's why I'm saying they're setting themselves up to be, if not the world banker, the biggest of the bankers that are out there. Facebook is saying it'll have no special role in governing and will manage equally with a group of giant elites. Yeah, no problem with that at all. Some people called it the most invasive form of surveillance yet coming out of Facebook. And when you look at what they described, they said, well, we want to provide additional services so that people can pay bills, buy goods, scan a code, or access public transport. In other words, they want it to be the substrate. And again, when you understand what's going on with China, with the social credit scores, how they limit people's ability to participate in the economy, to even move, when they talk about this, in the context of that, that should raise alarms. And then you see what one of the founding members, one of the companies that paid $10 million to be part of the global, the new globalist elite community created by Mark Bilderberg, Vodafone. As a founding member of the Libra Network, Vodafone is very happy to be supporting the creation of a new global currency. The creation of a new global currency. They understand what this is about. I understand what it's about. That's why I spent so much time on this in the last couple of days. You better understand what this is about as well. It's not just about access to the information of your transactions. It is about direct access to your wealth and to your capital, said one officer with a bank. You know, it is really them taking over the public square. Now, the Washington Post, actually, as I said, most of the corporate media didn't get it. They got it exactly right. Is Facebook's new Libra currency a play to become the world's banker? That's exactly what I said yesterday. And they said they plan to launch this as early as next year. About 70% of small businesses in developing countries don't have access to credit, said Facebook. And so that's a problem. They're going to be offering credit. They see 70% of the businesses in the world don't have credit. Facebook will be their bank. Here's the other part of it. Migrant workers, they said, lose $25 billion every year to service fees. They want to be able to send money back to the country that they've come from, right? So they're going to facilitate illegal immigration. They're going to offer these services for free, but guess what? Unless you're an absolute fool, you understand there's no such thing as a free lunch. Facebook is playing the long game. They are going to offer their services for free until they drive their competition out of business. Same model they've used before. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto-ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel auto-ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. still, the enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to be joined by Megan Fox in the next segment. We're going to talk about the moves to mandate vaccines, how that is going to escalate the attacks and the justification by CPS to take children away without any due process. So we'll be talking about that in the next segment with Megan Fox. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you about the Save InfoWars emergency specials that we have set up. We have 50% off all InfoWars Life products. That's all of our natural supplements, free shipping, as well as double Patriot points. That's 50% off all InfoWars Life products, free shipping, and double Patriot points. As I've said before, if you're taking any vitamins or minerals or supplements, you're not going to find any better quality than you'll find at InfoWars. And now with 50% off free shipping, you're not going to find any better prices anywhere either. Don't forget, we also have a special just for the listeners of this program. You can save 20% off of Silver Bullet. That's our colloidal silver product. Just use the code David at checkout to get an extra 20% off of Silver Bullet. Also, don't forget to look for me on YouTube and Twitter at Libertarian. 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 And, of course, don't forget to subscribe and share from YouTube. Also, follow on Twitter. You'll find there on Twitter, you'll find the many places you can find my podcast. And of course, you can also find me on InfoWars.com/David-Knight-Show. You'll also find archives there as well. All right, we were talking about Libra. What are they going to use this for? Well, they assure everybody that, look, it's going to be secure. That's the crypto part of it. We're going to encrypt this against outside interference. But of course, as analysts have pointed out, nothing in that crypto is going to keep Facebook out of looking at everything that you're doing. So it may be secure in their best implementation. They might be able to keep people from hacking into it from the outside. But from the inside, of course, they're going to be able to look at everything that you do, to follow everything that you do. These are people that are not known for valuing anybody's privacy. They change at will the terms of service. And they said, well, we're going to draw a bright red line about looking into this. Well, you know, just as Eric Schmidt at Google said, oh, we're going to get right up to that creepy line, but we're not going to cross over it. Well, you got the assurances of these people that you can trust at Facebook that they're not going to go over that bright red line. Or do you? As one analyst pointed out, Mike Chappell said, while Facebook promises that they won't access information from the currency's digital wallets without customer consent, there's actually no technical barriers to them doing that. So you just trust these people, right? No, I am antitrust when it comes to Facebook, these other people. I don't think that antitrust is going to solve anything, because I don't think the government has any interest in this. If they did, you would hear them complaining about it, right? Basically silence. I think, of all people, Maxine Waters came out and said, I shouldn't do this. But other than that, you've had complete silence from Republicans and Democrats. All these people saying, well, we're going to take a look at Facebook and we're going to look at what they're doing. And you know, they've gotten too big, too concentrated, and yet they come out with a system designed to supplant, to create a new international global currency, as their, you know, as Vodafone said, you know, we're glad to be a part of this creation of a global currency. And you got regulators saying, we're not worried about that. You know, people in France are. You have the, France is opposing it. They said, this is the French finance minister, Bruno Le Maire. He said, it is out of the question that this will be allowed to become a sovereign currency. It must not happen. See, he understands. He understands. Washington Post understands. And the people in Washington do as well. That's why I said before, all this talk about antitrust, it is simply a protection shakedown. Pony up, Zuckerberg. Give me some money, or I'm going to come after you with some regulations. You know, what organization is he going to regulate them with, right? Department of Justice? Come on. Ran into immediate opposition in Europe. They called for tighter regulation of Facebook, which is what you would expect if the people in the U.S. were serious about any of this antitrust stuff. You would expect them to say the same thing. A German member of the European Parliament, Facebook, said it will become a shadow bank. Meanwhile, you have the Bank of England's governor, Mark Carney, said, well, anything that works in the world will become instantly systemic, and it'll have to be subject to the highest standards of regulation. In other words, he knows that it is going to essentially become a honeypot for government surveillance. That's the way some people have reported this. It's going to be a honeypot for government surveillance, a honeypot for government tax surveillance and compliance. So they're very happy to work with Facebook to get this done. And I think one of the more interesting articles was on Zero Hedge, talking about how it became a Trojan rabbit. Remember Monty Python, the Holy Grail? they didn't have a Trojan horse. They had a Trojan rabbit. They kind of backfired on them. And hopefully they're right. Hopefully this will backfire. You know, we've seen, as I pointed out yesterday, we've seen things like Ripple that were created with a different purpose than Bitcoin. Ripple that tried to make this a expedited processing and use that as a currency. As they point out in Zero Hedge, Libra is another attempt by the current banking establishment to slow the flow into the world of hard money. So this is actually a push against genuine cryptocurrencies and the effort to get around these different the central banks and the structures that I was talking about yesterday. That all goes back to the Bank for International Settlement. Now, they don't talk about that in this particular article. They say Libra will get major financial backers. The goal is to become the standard creator in the vein of the Dow Jones Committee or of the IMF. I pointed out yesterday, it's really to become the Bank for International Settlement, the central bank of central banks along the side. It will not be, however, a cryptocurrency in the traditional sense. They will try to keep this stable. But what will trigger people going into this? Can you imagine? Oh, I don't know. As I said, could you imagine like Deutsche Bank failing? Deutsche Bank is on the ropes if you haven't noticed. Could you imagine a bank like Deutsche Bank, one of the biggest banks in the world, that is teetering on collapse? Can you imagine that failing and kicking off a global sovereignty debt crisis and then people running to Facebook's stable coin, Libra, for safety? Exactly. And as a matter of fact, they point out in this article, as the plan has always been, as Jim Rickards has been saying for years, the response to a collapsing monetary system would be national currencies replaced with IMF special drawing rights as reserves of the banking system, then having a cryptocurrency Trojan horse to bait and switch. It has to be part of the plan to maintain confidence in the institutions that created the crisis in the first place. As I pointed out yesterday, we've had a major pivot in the structure of the banking system every 30 or 40 years for the last 100 years. You know, we had the J.P. Morgan, you know, creating the Federal Reserve, saying, oh, we need it for stability, no more of these bubbles, and then they create the bubbles. And then after that, after World War II, they create Bretton Woods and say, well, we're going to be the global standard here in the U.S. because we got our dollar linked to gold via the Constitution. And then after 34 years of that fraud, people caught on to that, so they created the petrodollar. Now, the petrodollar, you've got even, we created the House of Saud, we used them to do that. They could have gotten any group of Arabs to do that. We could have gotten anybody, but they got Zuckerberg to run this next pivot to away from a petrodollar to an infodollar. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
tax the rich, feed the poor, tell around the rich no more.
You are listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Megan Fox. She is a contributor to PJ Media. She's also author of two books, Shut Up, The Bizarre War on One Public Library Waged Against the First Amendment, and Homeschooling, Fighting for My Children's Future. You can find her on Twitter at Megan Fox. That's M-E-G-A-N Fox, F-O-X, Megan Fox Writer. And so we wanted to talk to her about one of the core things that Megan has focused on is CPS, taking children away without due process, essentially kidnapping them. And now we see this happening more and more through medical reasonings as well. You know, they come after people who homeschool. They come after people who are not vaccinated. They're going to be coming after people who are not vaccinated even more. But we've seen many cases of medical kidnapping already. You know, we've talked about Marty Gottesfeld's case where he brought to light what had happened to Justina Peltier, kidnapped by Boston's Children's Hospital. He got into a fight with Harvard University. He is now in jail because he tried to make that public. We just had the recent case back at the beginning of May about the couple who decided that they didn't want to do chemotherapy in Tampa. They actually fled with their child to Kentucky. It was considered that they were the kidnappers, and then the government took the child away from the parents. We had the case in Chandler, Arizona just a few months ago where because a mother went to a healthcare clinic and the child had a fever, said, take your child to the hospital right now, and found out that the child was not vaccinated. So that was a indicator that this child was at risk to the practitioner. And so even though the child did not have a fever later in the day, mother decided not to take the child because she had other children. You had the police in a violent confrontation, pulling the, you know, eventually going into the house with their guns drawn on the entire family. So joining us now is Megan Fox to talk about this escalation. Not only does CPS kidnap kids, but now they're using justification of medical kidnapping to kidnap kids. Thank you for joining us, Megan.
Thanks for having me on, David. It's such an important topic.
Yes, it is. And we see this being stepped up everywhere. We just had New York come in and say, we don't really care about your informed consent, and we won't even recognize your religious free exercise rights under the First Amendment.
That's right. And I do believe that where that is leading to more CPS involvement in the lives of parents. And something that I found recently, which really is terrifying, is that we all know that Governor Cuomo and the Assembly and the Senate in New York pushed through this bill. It was S-2994, and they pushed it through in one day with no public hearing, that they were repealing the religious exemption from people who have less than 1% of students were using it to avoid taking vaccines that they have moral problems with. Everyone knows that lots of vaccines are made with aborted fetal tissue. They still contain human DNA.
Yeah.
That's a problem for people. And everyone has that right, but not in New York. Well, what came out after this bill went through, and they kind of kept this hush-hush, was that back in September of 2018, Merck, a Merck subsidiary called Illume, and Merck is the big MMR manufacturer.
Yeah, I think they're pretty much the only one. They essentially have a monopoly. If it's not a full monopoly, they have an effective monopoly on MMR vaccines.
They do. So back in September, they planned a $48 million investment and 115 jobs in Albany over 5 years. Do you think it's any coincidence that by January, the Assembly and the Health Committee were pushing this repeal of religious exemptions to increase Merck's profits? And then on top of that, all these articles came out saying that Merck is on track to have a record profit year this year. You can just Google that. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to this announcement that I found. Illume Health Solutions, a wholly owned subsidiary of pharmaceutical company Merck & Company, plans to invest $48 million to create 115 jobs in the Albany area over 5 years, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on Friday. This was back in September. According to the statement from his office, Illume will partner with healthcare company Opgen and the New York Department of Health and the Wadsworth Center on a new research program that includes a $650 million building that the governor is now working with firms to construct.
Wow. Yeah, just follow the money. Just follow the relationships and the money, and you understand exactly what's going on here. California is saying we're going to shut down doctors' authority to grant kids medical exemptions for vaccines. Because, you know, if the big pharmaceutical companies can't talk the doctors into it, then they'll just override the doctor's wishes. They'll override the parents' wishes. They'll override your wishes as an individual patient. They don't really care because it's all about the money and who paid off the politicians.
That is correct. And in California, it should really terrify people that the medical exemptions are being taken away, because now that means that a health board of politicians is going to be making the decision whether your sick child can have a vaccine exemption. And we are talking about children who have already been injured by a vaccine. I don't think people understand that children who are, you know, they always say it's for the immunocompromised and the children who can't be vaccinated. There are no such children. The CDC does not recommend that children with leukemia not get vaccines. They are not exempt. Very few children with...
Well, the CDC is one of the biggest distributors of vaccines as well. I mean, they have a vested interest in this as well.
They do, and it's really sick. And I'm very concerned that the government will now use this new law that they have created to make it illegal to send your kid to school if you don't have the entire full schedule. So this was not really about measles, because if it were, they would have just mandated the measles vaccine. But that's not what they did. They mandated the entire schedule.
Well, I have a philosophical problem with being forced to take a product for which the company can never face any consequences if they have something that, you know, some problems with the product, or if it's not manufactured, if it's not handled correctly, if there are issues with it. You can't sue these people. It's like, where else do we have this? Nowhere else do we have this kind of collusion between people in government who have become essentially captive to these big pharmaceutical companies, stripping them of any liability, giving them legal immunity. And we look at the vaccines. I've got a lot of issues and questions from a health standpoint, but it doesn't even get off the ground when I see that the vaccine companies can never get sued if they harm people with their products. How can you have that and then force that on people at the same time? It is naked fascism from the unification of governments and corporations right there.
What it is medical rape also.
Yes.
I mean, the definition of rape is entering a person without their consent. And a needle enters your body. That is medical rape. And the government is now mandating that your children be medically raped. In order to go to school. This is coercion. It's a loss of liberty. And anyone who is scared of the measles just needs to look at the CDC website and measles deaths in America. It is zero.
Yes.
None.
Yes, exactly. They're talking about how, look at this. We've got 1,000 cases or whatever. And last time we had this many, you know, back in the early 90s, we had 2,200 cases. It's like, well, back in the 1990s, I don't remember there being, I never had heard of autism at that point in time. But even as they're freaking out about 1,000 cases of measles, they're not talking about anybody having any serious consequences with that or dying from that.
No, no serious reports have been issued. There was a case of one flight attendant who was supposedly in a coma, and then we never heard anything else about her. So I'm assuming she recovered fully, because if she hadn't, believe me, it would have been everywhere. This leads me to the doctors that CPS is using as their medical experts.
Okay, hang on. We got to go to a break, and we're talking about those doctors when we come back. You know, I'm just looking at an article here from the BBC today. Vaccines. Low trust in vaccines is, quote, a global crisis. No, pushing vaccines on you without your consent, pushing products on you without any liability, that is a global conspiracy. It's a criminal conspiracy. It's not a theory. You can see it right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling live products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto-ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel auto-ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Megan Fox, and she is a contributor to PJ Media. You can find her on Twitter at Megan Fox Writer. And we're talking about mandated vaccines. The BBC and most of the corporate global media are wringing their hands saying we have a global crisis because people don't trust vaccines. Well, maybe I don't trust it because you've given them immunity from any liability, product liability. And this is an analysis that the BBC is reporting, done by the Wellcome Trust, done by a pharmaceutical company, saying we've got to have more trust in this, wringing their hands about the fact that in France, where they have the least amount of trust in vaccines, only, they said, 1 in 3 don't think that vaccines are safe. So a third of the people there didn't think that they were safe. The highest percentage for any country worldwide, they said. So how they have responded, the French government has now added 8 more compulsory vaccines. There you go. So if they don't agree, you just mandate it. And that's what's happening here in the United States, because they have absolutely no respect for us any more than if we were their cattle. That's the way they are treating us. And we were talking to Megan as we went to break. Megan, you were just about to talk about what is happening with doctors. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a really scary situation. And let me just say, any law that you have to mandate and force people to do is not a good law. And I think should automatically be considered an illegal law in a free country. But getting back to the doctors involved, there were huge medical lobbying groups, okay, that were lobbying in Albany for this bill in New York. And, I mean, all of them, all of the big, including the March of Dimes, by the way, all of the big medical groups are lobbying for these things, and the medical establishment is really setting themselves up to be the enemy of their patients. One of the things that the bill did was force doctors to ignore the second number on the patient's rights bill, which is that a patient has the right to refuse. And that's something that doctors really ought to be concerned about. And instead of pushing for these bills, they should be pushing for medical freedom for their clients and their patients.
This is one of the things that really concerns me about the convergence between medicine and government. With Obamacare, the talk about having a single payer system and so forth, governments don't generally respect our rights. They don't treat us as with any dignity. They don't respect our freedom. And so I don't want them controlling my health care, because I know they're going to withhold certain things and the other things are going to be forced upon me. And we're seeing that now as these big interests come together and collude together to control us.
Absolutely. I'm very concerned about the conglomeration of medical doctors and the government as well. And let's just look at CPS and the doctors that they use in CPS to take people's children away from them. I discovered something. You know, you were talking to Cynthia Absug the other day, who is the woman that I have been looking into her case. They have medically kidnapped her child in Colorado.
Yes.
While I was going through the petition that these people in Douglas County had put into the court, we found something very interesting. They had gone back into her records all the way back into Broward County, where she had had problems with a vindictive ex who used to call CPS on her all the time. And in those records, there was a name, and I'm going to call him Dr. X, because I'm not going to, I'm still in the middle of my investigation, so I'm just going to call him Dr. X. But Dr. X was part of the child protection team in Broward County. And Dr. X, who I have looked into, is very pro-vaccine. He's got on his Facebook page all this stuff about forcing people to take vaccines. And I mean, these are the type of people they hire in these government agencies. They're completely against medical freedom. Mm-hmm. Dr. X was written about in this petition as saying he reviewed Michael's medical and human service records and contacted his pediatrician, Dr. Wong. Now, this man is a pediatrician, Dr. X. He's a child abuse specialist. He's not a psychologist. He's not a psychiatrist. And he has no medical basis for diagnosing mental disorders. However, in his report, he says that they have, that the child protection team has concerns that the mother has is consistent with Munchausen syndrome by proxy, because he notes that there's all this stuff that they're saying that they've not seen in the child, but other people have reported, but they haven't seen it, so he must not have these medical conditions. Munchausen syndrome by proxy turns out to be this Dr. X's specialty. He goes around the country talks about Munchausen syndrome by proxy. He gets paid to give speeches about Munchausen syndrome by proxy, but he is not a psychiatrist. He is a pediatrician. And here he is in legal documents saying that this mother, he believes, has this condition that he is not qualified to diagnose. Now, I did a little bit more digging into Dr. X, and I found another parent who has written online about her experience with Dr. X, and that she heard Dr. X say that sometimes they make errors and accusations against parents. But in her case, he made these accusations against her that resulted in her children being removed, and that he clearly does not, this is what she wrote, Dr. X does not know how to differentiate between adult and child psychology to begin with. So why is he diagnosing people? He's not a psychiatrist. But, and he, get this, David, he's licensed in about 10 states.
Wow. Wow. And you're talking about how that's his specialty, goes around and lectures people about it. It's very similar to what we saw happen with Justina Peltier. She had been treated for a physical disease at Tufts Medical Center, and then because she had some emergency situation, she went to Children's Medical Hospital, and the person there was doing a research project on a particular psychological condition and essentially said, oh, you don't have any physical condition at all. We're going to withhold your medication. We're going to keep you here against your parents' wishes. We're going to use CPS to kidnap you and keep you in this hospital. And so we see these people projecting this stuff out. It's amazing to me, Megan, how it's this typically being done by people who love big state power, the Democrats and so forth, who are usually talking about, oh, we got to have abortion because it's we're pro-choice, and it's my body, it's my choice, and yet they absolutely do not accept any choice in terms of your own medical treatment or even supporting our ability to choose whether we're going to have chemotherapy or whether we're going to have that type of therapy or whether we're going to have stem cells or whatever. They don't support your choice to do what you want to do with your body. It's totally fraudulent what these people are doing. They're simply statists.
Yeah, that is very true. They do not support medical freedom at all. We are losing our medical freedom. We are turning it over to the government. We are actually turning over our bodies to the government, and it is terrifying. They already have control over the children. They can take them out of your house whenever they want to. If a man like Dr. X can
take them from school, kidnap them from school, which is what they typically do.
If he can just say on a piece of paper that I believe that this woman is exhibiting signs of Munchausen syndrome by proxy without actually ever having seen her. He never spoke to this to Cindy. He never spoke to her. Cindy says, I don't know this guy. I don't know who he is. He never spoke to me. He also never saw her son. He only spoke to his doctors. And here's the best part about this. So he goes through all this nonsense about how she has this disease, right? She has this mental thing. Here's how the report ends. Broward County Sheriff's Office Child Protection Investigative Unit did not remove Michael or Cecily from Ms. Absug's care, despite the Child Protection Team report recommending so. Their closure notes that they spoke with Dr. Wong regarding the concerns, and he did not feel that Ms. Absug sought unnecessary procedures for Michael or brought him into his office an unnecessary amount.
You did a great job on that story about Cynthia Abzug, and because of your article, I had her on. We did a long, extensive interview with her, very articulate, very knowledgeable, has done everything for her children. And the most amazing thing about that interview is how there's things like you just talked about, buried in her record, a doctor that she never saw accusing her of Munchausen by proxy, doing this long-distance, it's kind of like Carnac the Magnificent, but putting stuff into her medical record. She was never allowed to see this stuff. They wanted her, they browbeat her to sign this paperwork, which is a typical tactic done by CPS. Sign this paperwork. We're not going to show you anything about the charges against you. I mean, it is absolute repudiation of everything that we have in the Bill of Rights about due process.
Absolutely. And stay tuned, because I'm not done digging into Dr. X, and I'm going to find out how much money he was paid for all the counties that he worked for across the United States. I'm going to find out how much money a man takes to remove children from homes under fraud.
Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely criminal what is happening. And this is something, it happens to people. As Cynthia Abzug said, she would have never believed that this could happen in America. And this is what we hear from everybody with CPS. This is what Megan Fox finds out in all of her different articles. This hits people and they think, wait a minute, this is crazy. This has got to be a problem with this particular CPS person or this particular department here. And then as this starts to unfold, they realize that this is not only, they're not being singled out, this is a nationwide problem. Folks, if we don't have any due process, if we don't have any medical choice, any medical freedom, all these people talking about how, you know, this is about women's health, this is about my choices and so forth, they don't really support that. If they did, they'd be talking about these issues, but they don't. Thank you for joining us. Again, Megan Fox, you can find her on Twitter at Megan Fox Writer. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was talking about the BBC article, putting out the propaganda from a big pharmaceutical company, Wellcome Trust. Wellcome Trust says, why aren't people buying more of our vaccines? As Megan Fox was just pointing out, it's a record banner year for the MMR supplier in the United States, Merck. They have showered the New York government with massive amounts of money just before New York jumped in hardcore on mandating vaccines. Nothing to see here, right? We shouldn't be concerned about this partnership between giant corporations and governments to do whatever they want to your body or to your children's bodies, right? As they looked at this, the analysis and the survey that Wellcome Trust did, they broke it down by different regions. And it was kind of interesting that in Eastern Europe, only about 50% agreed that vaccines were safe. In Western Europe, it went up to about 60. In North America, Northern Europe, and Southern Europe, it was 70 to 75%. And they pointed out that the figure was as low as 59% in Western Europe, 50% in Eastern Europe. They said most people in lower income areas agreed that vaccines were safe. Well, it's not only lower income, it's lower information. See, we've had people be able to talk about this, to share information, to see news stories about this. This is one of the reasons why the surefire way to make sure that you are shadow banned or banned completely out of the digital public square is to talk about these health issues versus corporate profits, the corporate masters and the governments that work with and for them will make sure that you're purged out of that space. Because if you actually look into this, you're going to have some some real conflicts of interest when the government is protecting these people from any and all liability at the same time mandating their products. That should be an indicator right there that something is rotten here. And also the fact that we have these statists everywhere pushing this. In California, there's a new bill, Bill 276, to limit medical exemptions. This may be just crazy California, but understand the path is that it begins there and then it happens in your area as well. As fee.org points out, imagine taking your two-month-old daughter to her scheduled vaccines. Imagine watching as she begins to convulse soon after receiving her shots. Then continues to experience seizures over the next few days. You might want to make sure she never receives a particular vaccine again. You might decide not to give her any more vaccines at all. You might also decide to delay vaccines for her siblings or to forego them altogether. These are understandable responses to a frightening situation that any parent can relate to. Under current California law, you would be able to do all of these things, and your daughter could still attend school. Good luck finding a doctor who will grant you a medical exemption, given the official persecution of those who do. But if you could, you would be able to get a medical exemption. But all that will come to an end if California passes Senate Bill 276, and it looks like they will. I reported last July about, you talk about the situation, take your two-month-old daughter to get a shot. I talked about in how in Samoa, this same thing happened, and they didn't just go into convulsions for a few days. The toddler died instantly. Another mother who was there said, wait, I don't want to have my child vaccinated. They did it anyway. Her child immediately died as well. And of course, there's no liability for the vaccine companies. No, they're not looking at the hospital either. They're coming after the nurses. They're saying, well, this wasn't properly stored, or maybe it was defective. We have seen riots in China. And they said, well, it was manufacturing issues. Look, if the product is 100% safe, 100% effective, they can still have issues with storage. They can still have issues with manufacturing. And yet they face no liability whatsoever. You have a problem with that? I do. I have a big problem with that. We're not going to put up with this. We have freedom. We have dignity. And we're going to assert this. We need to do it at the local level.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I read an account of a live vivisection, as reported by someone who was there in China, organ harvesting, cut this person a dissident, somebody they don't like. They've been doing this for decades, against Christians, against Falun Gong. Now they're doing it against Muslims, and people are starting to notice now. They care. Now they care. Nobody knew who Falun Gong was. Nobody cares when they do it to Christians, of course. As a matter of fact, most of the reports that you have, even like the Epoch Times that did a detailed report about this, they pretty much ignore what happens to Christians. It's only important if it happens to Muslims or to Falun Gong, but they can do whatever they want to Christians, and nobody reports it. But when you talk about the harvesting of organs, not even having the decency to kill the person first, but cutting them open while they were alive, removing organs while they were alive, that is the cruelty. That is the utter contempt for the humanity of a person that is very characteristic of the Chinese government. And this is one of the reasons why the people in Hong Kong were protesting. And one of the interesting things about the protests, and of course they looked like they were getting victory, you know, one weekend, 1 million people, the next weekend, 2 million people. Carrie Lam, the female despot, who was elected, by the way, who said, yeah, we're going to let the Chinese communist extradite people. You know, I mean, why should you be concerned about that when they cut organs out of political dissidents and religious communities without any concern whatsoever? Why would you be concerned about being extradited to a country like that? Well, of course, you should be. And they have seen the Chinese communist exerting more and more control over free speech, over education of children and so forth in Hong Kong. And so the people pushed back. They had 1 million one weekend, 2 million the next weekend. Carrie Lam came out and said, all right, I hear you. I apologize. We're going to delay it. And I pointed out, I said, did you notice she said she's not going to stop it. She said she's going to delay it. And they said, that's not going to be sufficient. We want you to resign. Well, she didn't resign. And she's now come out and said, well, we're going to delay it. We're going to think about it for a while, but we will reintroduce it. Now, one of the interesting things that was happening there in the Hong Kong protests were the fact that the anthem of the protest there in Hong Kong has become a Christian song. Let's play a little bit of that clip there. It's a Christian song. I'm not familiar with it. 1974, sing Hallelujah to the Lord, but it is everywhere as the anthem, kind of like We Shall Overcome became the anthem of the civil rights movement. This is a Christian song from America, 1974, and everybody in Hong Kong is singing it, and when we come back, I'll tell you why. But here's a little bit of an excerpt of people across Hong Kong singing this as part of their protests. So you can see this happening, massive groups of people, different venues, different locations, everybody singing the same thing. And they point out that in Hong Kong, that's only about 10% of the population is Christian. Why did this become the anthem for the protesters pushing back? Well, they said they did it to stop the police brutality, interestingly enough. Okay, that's good. Let's talk about what they actually did. They said, although only 10% of the population is Christian, church groups quickly rallied to the defense of protesters who were being attacked by the police brutally. And so they organized, they gave them safe haven. And they started singing that song. And then the hymn caught on with other people. As one 19-year-old pointed out, as religious assemblies were exempt, it could protect the protesters. It also shows that this is a peaceful protest. This is the one that the people picked up, and it's easy for people to follow with a simple message, and it is an easy melody. Protesters said the religious song has helped to diffuse tension with the police. They said it has a calming effect. The police had a lot of equipment, and they were very tense, and they were searching people. And so the students began to sing this back to them to show that they were peaceful. An amazing story, actually, quite frankly. It was our experience when we went to China to adopt my daughter from communist China that, we left through Hong Kong. And after we'd been in China for a couple of weeks and we went to Hong Kong for 4 or 5 days, as we were on the train and I was looking out the window, I saw a cross as we got into the Hong Kong area, and it just dawned on me. I hadn't seen any crosses. Hadn't seen any churches for the last several weeks. It was a, kind of a striking realization of how thoroughly they had purged that out of communist China. And of course, we've seen a ramped up persecution of Christians in China recently, tearing down established church buildings, which basically had tried to reach an accommodation with the Chinese communist government. They had a quasi-official Chinese communist Christian version. They called it the Church of the Three-Person Self. They feel very threatened by the Bible, and so they made sure that these churches would cut certain things, I guess about Jesus being a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Got to cut that out of there. Because we now see that President Xi, under his cult of leadership, has mandated that any church buildings that remain, and I didn't see any while I was there, but any that remain, if they put up a crucifix, they got to put a picture of Mao on one side and Xi on the other side. And as I've said, I guess they would be the two thieves on either side of Jesus, because that's really what they are. But they are not going to steal this from people. And the people in Hong Kong are standing up and pushing against that because they understand what happens to political dissidents under that authoritarian regime. But as we look at what they are doing in China, think about this. Think about how horrific this is. Think about the fact that China and the Chinese government is so cruel, so completely devoid of any respect for humanity that they feel entitled to come in and remove your organs. Why? Because they can make money doing that. And I would ask you, how in principle is that any different than a government in the United States, because it can make money for its corporate masters, will come in and remove your medication, will implant forced medication on you, will prohibit you from using safe, effective procedures, even including your own stem cells? How are we any different from these Chinese communists in this country when we let our corporate masters working with the government, the force of government, withhold treatment that kills people? You know, Goldman Sachs is open about it. CNBC is open about it. They say, oh, we just had this Goldman Sachs conference where they lectured the pharmaceutical companies. Don't come up with anything that cures a disease. We just had somebody, unfortunately, come up with a cure for a strain of hepatitis. Yeah, they made a lot of money the first year, but they're not making as much money now. Don't do that. Our model is not to cure people. Our model is to keep chronic disease going. We want to keep these people going as long as we want, as long as we can. So I ask you, how is it any different when a government will kill you to remove your wallet here in America? That is what's happening. How is that any different? In China, they kill you to remove your liver. They kill you to remove your eyeballs. Here in America, the FDA, the CDC, the federal government, Merck, will kill you to remove your wallet. They have no more respect for you than the Chinese communists do. That is what we have here in America. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at some Father's Day issues. Haven't talked about Father's Day. It happened this last Sunday. Of course, you had Planned Parenthood out there congratulating all the fathers who had aborted their children. This is the insanity. These people who say they're pro-choice, say they're for women's health, they don't talk about what's really attacking your choice to protect your health. They don't talk about that at all. They've been bought off, these corrupt criminals. We'll be right back.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. Still, the enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated, but we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Coms. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative.
At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. What we're talking about here, we're talking about organ harvesting in China. And again, it is no different in principle than our bank account harvesting by our corporate government masters here in this corrupt American regime we call the FDA. No different. No different. It's just the way that they make their money trading on your death. And the death of your loved ones is just a little bit different. They just remove your wallet. Milk you to death with their chronic care, making sure that you don't get any real treatments. And of course, these pro-choice Democrats, as I've said before, you know, they fought tooth and nail to stop the right to try bill. One millennial who is fighting rare bone cancer earlier this week responded to Biden. It was over the weekend. Said, well, I'm alive because a bill that President Trump passed helped to save my life because I was allowed to try an experimental treatment that appears to be for now working. And you would have denied that to me. As Donald Trump Jr. said last night at the rally, he said, well, if you could cure cancer, you got the power to do that. What have you been doing for the last 50 years that you've been in Congress or however long it's been? I've been 50 years as old as he is. But anyway, you know, why didn't you do it during the Obama administration? Why didn't you do it 50 years ago? Are you only concerned about it because your son died? Really? Seriously? Of cancer? You didn't care about it when other people's children died? Now you care about it? And of course he doesn't have the capability to do that, but we should have the right to try. And they don't support the right to try, these pro-choice Democrats. They don't support your right to opt out of anything that you think is harmful for yourself. So really, it isn't any different than the forced organ harvesting that is going on in China. And they've had an international tribunal. It's chaired by the same guy who previously led the prosecution of former Yugoslavian President Slobodan Milosevic. And they're doing it at the International Criminal Tribunal. Same thing they did to Slobodan Milosevic. Now, of course, the focus on this now, they're concerned about it, and they're doing this International Criminal Tribunal because now it's Muslims involved. And look, I don't support what Slobodan Milosevic did to Muslims. I don't support what the Chinese are doing to Muslims either. But you know what? It's a crime when they do it to any political dissidents. It's a crime when they do it to any other religious groups, like Christians or like Falun Gong. But they don't care unless it's about Muslims. Well, at least they finally care. The Chinese government, of course, doesn't care. They've been holding these hearings for the past 12 months. This International Criminal Tribunal, again, led by the same guy that came after Slobodan Milosevic, consists of 7 international experts tasked with conducting the world's first ever independent analysis of forced organ extraction in China, reports the Epoch Times. They said the tribunal has reached these conclusions that the Chinese government has, in fact, been committing crimes against humanity, been doing forced organ extractions out of live patients. They've talked to more than 50 witnesses in these hearings over the past year. They reached out to representatives from the Chinese regime, including the Chinese embassy in London and health officials, but they don't hear anything back from them. They don't care. They're not going to do anything about this. No, it's kind of like, I guess, they'd get the same response as if they got any response. They'd probably get the same response from Madeleine Albright. You know, yeah. You killed 500,000 kids with your sanctions, Ms. Albright. She says, it was worth it. It was worth it. No problem. Doesn't deny it. Doesn't have a conscience about it. She doesn't care. The Chinese, as a matter of fact, are bragging about this. Oh, yeah, it's good. It's worth it. We make lots of money selling these organs. And we keep these Muslims in line. And we keep these Christians and Falun Gong in line. So they think it's worth it. But they are forcibly extracting organs from living prisoners. As the person running the International Criminal Tribunal said, forced organ harvesting is of unmatched wickedness on a death-for-death basis. But quite frankly, I don't see any difference in what our pharmaceutical companies and the FDA are doing to you and I. As I talked about that cancer patient, and there were a lot of press organizations that picked it up. Daily Mail, many others picked up this story. It was a blog, a diary of the cancer patient who was given a month and a half to live, and he just happened to see somebody else who said, "Hey, I'm a vet, and I found something that I think really works. If you got cancer, give me a contact and call." And this person said, "Look, I was taking just over the counter worming medication, which we know is safe. And, you know, I was given a month and a half to live like you, and it cured it." And so he did it. He was in an experimental program at MD Anderson. He was the only one who survived that experimental program. They were absolutely astounded throughout the whole program. "You're the only one left." And at the end, he talks to the doctor and he goes, "Well, I got something to tell you, doc." You know, he was covering all bases. He wanted to try everything, right? "So I'll try your experimental stuff. I'll try your chemotherapy or traditional things that the insurance company spent $1.2 million on." He tried all that stuff. But the thing that worked for him, because nobody else was helped by these programs, was a $5 a week worming medication. And so he told the doctor at MD Anderson after that, and he says, "Well, you know, doc, there was something else. I knew there was something else." And he told him, and he said, "Yeah, we've heard about that for quite some time." He goes, "You heard about that? You knew about that? You let people die?" See, that's no different. That's no different than what the Chinese communists are doing. As a matter of fact, the Chinese communist government probably doesn't make anywhere near the amount of money harvesting organs from living prisoners that the pharmaceutical industry makes from what they do. Withholding medication, forcing medication on you, knowing what it does to people, forcing vaccines on you, knowing what it does. And he said, yeah, there's no profit in that. We can't patent it. And I saw exactly the same story when I looked. It was actually, again, it was worming medication. It wasn't the same worming medication. It was reported on by NPR a year and a half ago. The doctor who was doing medical research for the National Institute of Health, he said, yeah, you know, we had these mice we gave cancer to, and some of them got worms. I gave them the worming medicine, and, you know, that group of rats that I gave the worming medicine to, they all got cured. Oh, this is great. We got a potential for this. And goes, eh, well, you know, they agreed to do the first step in approval, which is to make sure that it's safe and effective, because we know this is safe and effective. It's been used for decades on humans and on animals and so forth. We know there's no issue with that. But he goes, they're not going to go any further because they can't patent it. It's all about the money, just like it is with the communist Chinese cutting people open. Forced organ harvesting. One individual during the December hearings recounted how he had removed two kidneys and a liver from a death row prisoner who had already been shot in the right chest but was still living. He said, what I recall is with my scalpel, I tried to cut into his skin. There was blood to be seen, indicating that the heart was still beating. At the same time, he was trying to resist me cutting him open, but he was too weak. He said, I go to church, I go to mosque, I go to temples to pray for him in case he was a Muslim, in case he was a Christian, in case he was a Buddhist. He can't get over what he did. Is there any conscience from the administrators of the FDA? Is there any conscience any of the people at Merck or any of these other pharmaceutical companies about this stuff? Do they go to church to pray about what they've done?
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border,
talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X2, Brain Force Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, everything is in the terminology, don't you? Don't you know that that is how the left constantly manipulates our opinion? They choose the terms very carefully. They choose the rhetorical high ground by the terms that they use. For example, as the Daily Caller points out, the New York Times is now not talking about fetal heartbeat. No, no, no. And if you report abortions, you need to talk about embryonic pulsing. So if we were going to cover the story about the live extraction of a man's beating heart in China, you know, the forced organ harvesting from live prisoners. You don't refer to that as removing his beating heart. You would refer to that as removing his pulsing organs, maybe. I don't know. How do you put a happy face on this stuff? And anyway, but embryonic pulsing. Yeah, well, let's not even refer to that as any kind of indication of humanity at all. As a matter of fact, NPR goes a little bit deeper into this in their style guide. Guidance reminder on abortion procedures, terminology, and rights from the people at NPR. Here is our radio style guide, they said. One thing to keep in mind about this law and many others like it, proponents refer to it as a, quote, fetal heartbeat bill law. That is their term. And if you use their term, it needs to be attributed to them if used and put in quotation marks if printed. We're not going to refer to it that way, right? It is going to be embryonic pulsing law. The embryonic pulsing law, not the fetal heartbeat bill law. They also talk about abortion procedures. You know, let's come up with a different euphemism to describe this. Let's come up with something that's extremely technical. You know, just like we have with fetus. You know, we're going to call, don't call it a baby, call it a fetus. Call it an embryonic pulsing, not even a fetal heartbeat, not even a baby's heartbeat. See, fetal heartbeat is now no longer appropriate for them. It's got to be embryonic pulsing. And so when they talk about partial birth abortion, they say, don't call it partial birth abortion. Use the term intact dilation and extraction. Or you could refer to it as a procedure known medically as intact dilation and extraction. Like President Trump said, I think I'll call it partial birth abortion. That's the same sort of thing. Like, don't call it an anchor baby. Yeah, don't call it a baby at all, as a matter of fact. Don't call it a heartbeat of a baby. I think I will call it a baby heartbeat. I think I will call it what it is, partial birth abortion. You know, as I said before, this all came up. First time I ever heard about this, I was running for Congress in North Carolina in 1996. And it's a live question situation. And people asked me about partial birth abortion. And I was like, I don't know, you know. I was a libertarian, so I was like, I don't think the government ought to be involved. I never had to make that private decision. I hadn't really thought about it, quite frankly. And then we got the term partial birth abortion, and I go, well, I'm not really sure what that is. You know, I went back and looked it up, and it's like, are you kidding me? This is no longer about any disagreement as to when life begins. If you take a full-term baby and you remove all of the baby except for the foot out of the mother's body, and then you murder the baby on the table, partial birth abortion doesn't even come close to describing what we're talking about here. But it comes too close to describing what we're talking about here for NPR. They want to call it a procedure medically known as intact dilation and extraction. No, when I realized what that was, I realized that I had been lied to from the time I was in high school on up about abortion. I'm glad I didn't have to make that decision because, like many of you, I was deceived about it. I was never called upon to have to make that decision, fortunately. If you have been and you made the wrong decision because you were deceived, just as Norma McCorvey, Jane Roe from Roe v. Wade pointed out, you know, she was deceived. She was manipulated into this. She regretted it. She found forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And that's where you can find forgiveness. It's a new beginning for each and every one of us. But it is the language that they use, how they lie and deceive with the euphemisms that they come up with. It is weaponized euphemisms. And then again, you know, we're talking about the New York Times, we're talking about NPR, but take a look at the New York Post, the conservative New York Post, and what the Post editorial board said. Doing the right thing on mandatory vaccines. I thought, oh, good. You know, they're going to do the right thing. They're going to talk about your choice, your informed consent. No. Not the New York Post editorial board. Listen to what they had to say. This is the way the editorial board of the New York Post, the conservative New York Post, talks about it. Kudos to the legislature and Governor Cuomo for doing the right thing on vaccines. It was touch and go. The bill to end the religious exemption from laws mandating basic public health vaccinations almost died in committee. You know, like a child, a partial birth abortion. You know, they almost killed it on the table there, just like an abortion. But we're not going to call it an abortion. It almost died like an intact dilation and extraction, but it didn't. It survived. And then they go on to say, well, you know, we've got 800 cases here in New York City, largely in the Orthodox Jewish community, where pseudoscientific fears about side effects from vaccination have somehow proliferated. Well, you know how they proliferated in New York Post? They proliferated because people are bypassing your irrelevant lies and attempts to control the debate. And that's what you don't like about this. You know, quite frankly, I don't care if the New York Post agrees with my religion. I still have the freedom to exercise it. I don't need their agreement. That's the whole point. The free exercise of religion doesn't mean that the New York Post has to agree with it. Doesn't mean that my pastor or my rabbi has to agree with what I do. That is my choice. That is my free choice as a sovereign individual. That is my free choice. As a human being, I have that liberty, that God-given right to make those determinations. And that not only applies to my religious and moral considerations, that applies to my medical considerations. I have the right to look at what is about to be done to me and to make informed consent about that. And how dare the New York Post, the New York Times, or the governor of New York tell me that I don't have that right? If you tell me I don't have that right, you're no better than these Chinese monsters doing these forced organ harvesting. You know, I remember years ago I read an account from Doug Casey. He was talking about the mindset of the Chinese communists and how the multinational corporations and governments loved to work with them because they had absolutely no regard for anybody. They would use slave labor. They were absolutely cruel and heartless. They would do anything to anybody. And to illustrate the point, he talked about what you've seen in the Indiana Jones movie, you know, where they tie a monkey down and they remove its skull and eat its brains while it's alive. He said he actually had people, you know, he'd seen it, or he had people, that's years since I've seen it. He said that's true. Now, whether or not that's true, they're doing it to human beings. And people freak out if they do it to a monkey, but they're doing this to human beings. They have absolutely no compassion, no respect for other human beings, and neither does the New York Post, neither does the FDA or the Washington people, who don't care about your health, They don't care about your consent. They don't care about your choice. It's not your body, your choice. It's not your body, your stem cells. They don't care about any of that. They don't care what their vaccines have done to you or to other people or members of your family. You're not going to opt out of this because we got some profits to be made here. We got some profits. Merck's got to make its cut, just like the Chinese communists. They got people waiting for these organs, going to pay them a lot of money. They're not going to let any considerations about you get in the way. And so the New York Post finishes by saying, it's good to see the legislature serving the public wisely on at least one issue. They're not serving the public. They're serving their corporate masters, just like the people at the New York Post, the editorial board. What a disgusting, disgusting bunch of Judases. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling live products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated, but we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. We have a sale going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Save InfoWars Emergency Special. And we have everything, all of our InfoWars Life products, all of our vitamins, minerals, natural supplements. We have all of that on sale, 50% off and free shipping and double Patriot points across the store. So take a look at the products we have. Again, 50% off all InfoWars Life products, free shipping and double Patriot points. We also have some other specials. You get the 8-pack power stack, 50% off, and you get Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 supplement with twice the amount of methylcobalamin that we had in Secret 12. You can get that for free along with a 50% discount on the 8-pack power stack. And as an exclusive special to the listeners of this program, just use the code David at checkout to get an extra 20% off of Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. Just enter the code David at checkout to save 20% off of Silver Bullet. Don't forget to go to YouTube, subscribe, and share the channel for this program, Libertarian, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, Libertarian. I don't have Libertarian there because sometimes libertarians don't support individual liberty, as we have seen with the court cases about bakers and so forth. So I call it Libertarian. Again, you can find that at YouTube, also on Twitter. Don't forget to follow and retweet on Twitter. Don't forget to subscribe and share on YouTube. And on Twitter, you can also see where you can find various podcasts, as well as Infowars.com/David-Knight-Show. I got a little bit more to talk about with health. We have an article that came out in the last week talking about how 3M, the people who brought you Teflon, have known about the contaminations of certain substances called PFAs, PFOAs. This is reported by The Intercept over the weekend. According to a 2001 study that was sponsored by the corporation, by 3M, they found 12 samples of food from around the country, including ground beef, bread, apples, green beans, tested positive for either PFOA or PFOS. One piece of bread had 14,700 parts per trillion of PFOA, though the report noted that the sample was considered to be suspect. Now, the EPA has known this about the study for years. Didn't do anything about it. And so it wasn't clear whether or not the FDA knew about this. On Tuesday, we had last week, we had an attorney, Rob Billett, who wrote to the FDA to ask them, to the extent that the FDA was aware of data collected on behalf of the 3M company in 2001, because he was involved in lawsuits going back to 1999. He had sued DuPont over PFOA contamination around its plant in Parkersburg, West Virginia, where the company used the chemical to make Teflon. But again, evidently, the lawsuit didn't stick. These people talking about Teflon presidency, well, they have Teflon regulation as well. The EPA, FDA don't do anything. Kind of like what we saw with the vaccines. You know, we had the HHS was supposed to, after they gave immunity to the vaccine companies back in 1986, they were tasked with collecting data to monitor safety and to make recommendations on how to prove vaccine safety. And, of course, they didn't give up any of that data when they were pressed in a lawsuit and finally had to produce the lawsuit by Robert Kennedy Jr. They said, well, we never collected any data over the last 32 years. Just couldn't be bothered. Don't care at all about safety or effectiveness. Why should we? You know, nobody can be sued. You can't do anything about it. And now after 30-some-odd years, we're going to mandate that you take this stuff, even though they failed to follow up on their mandate to monitor it. And so the same situation here with the EPA giving a pass to the chemical contaminants. And what does it cause? They say there's abundant evidence, says The Intercept, that even at very low levels, both of these chemicals interfere with human immunity, with reproduction and development, and they cause multiple health problems, including elevated cholesterol, thyroid disease, cancer. They said virtually everybody's got some PFAS chemicals in their blood. They say that it has led to increased hospitalization for children for infectious diseases. It's reduced kidney function. It has changed hormone levels at birth and during childhood. This may be responsible for some of the changes that, we're seeing in hormone levels, physical changes that we're seeing in our kids, reaching puberty at earlier ages and other things like that. A study done in West Africa on the relation between PFAS levels and the effects of the measles vaccine added to evidence that the chemicals interfere with childhood immunity. And they weaken the effect of these vaccines, which, by the way, are already pretty weak. That's why they put all kinds of adjuvants in them to irritate your immune system. And in some people, those adjuvants themselves cause autoimmune disease. Nevertheless, we have President Trump ordering federal agencies to ease approval of GMO crops. See, whenever they have an issue, whether it's something like GMO, local communities say we don't want it. Or we have self-driving cars and local communities say we don't want it. They pulled the decision to Washington, where all they have to do is buy off a couple of corrupt officials at the top of an agency. And it goes. No problem. Just sweep it right through. The EPA will now allow the use of pesticides that are harmful to bees. Well, why wouldn't they? They don't care about the health of humans. Why would they care about the health of bees, right? The agency made the emergency exception for this pesticide for 11 states to use sulfoxaflor, I guess is how you pronounce that, on cotton and sorghum crops. And again, I reported last week, I think it was, the number was 85 different pesticides that the EPA allows here that are banned everywhere else. It's all about the money. All about the money. And even when we look at this pesticide that they know is harmful to bees, and they are now doing an emergency pass-through of this at the EPA, we have a study showing that growing hemp is a powerful tool to fight bee population decline. Evidently, that is why the FDA is now stepping up its investigation into CBD. Oh, we got all these claims about CBD. Well, we got to put some restrictions on this. And you even have state governments like California where they've passed even recreational use of marijuana. They passed laws for medical marijuana. Two-thirds of the states have shut down the unconstitutional UN war on drugs. And they've taken it on right at the very center. The drug that has caused more people to be locked up with mandatory minimum sentencing is marijuana. And understand, two-thirds of the states have already said, we're not going to let you do that anymore. There's no authority under the Constitution to do that. It was copied by Richard Nixon verbatim from a 1961 UN agenda. This is important, folks, regardless of what you think about these health issues. The real issue is whether or not we're going to have a constitutional government here that respects our individual liberties. And whether or not, and how will we do that? Well, I think that the marijuana issue has really shown us how you do that. You can stop federal overreach if you build a consensus with the people. You can do it with a referendum. You can do it with a state legislature. But the people have to understand what is going on. That is why they are so hell-bent on stopping any informed consent objections to vaccines and other things like that. That's why they're pulling this up to the federal level. That's why I think President Trump is out there saying, well, you got to take the shots. No, we don't. We're not going to take the shots. Maybe the first shots fired in a revolution if you try to force medical treatment on us. Because you've already overthrown the Constitution. You've already overthrown the thing that you swear to uphold, the thing that gives you your authority. You are a government of no authority when you do this type of thing. One more example of the corruption and the crony capitalism. Nestle is still taking water out of the national forest, paying virtually nothing for it. 45 million gallons of water they took out of this one forest in California, the San Bernardino National Forest, 2 hours north of L.A., where they really do need the water, right? Took out 45 million gallons of water. How much did they pay? $2,000. You see how you get a great return on investment when you buy politicians in Washington? It is astronomical what you can get. Think about that. 45 million gallons of water. And what do these things sell for? Like a dollar a bottle, and a bottle is maybe not even a liter worth of water? I mean, how many of those little bottles do they sell and make up a gallon of water? It's probably 6 or 8 of those things. $6 or $8 per gallon. They sold 45 million gallons, and they only paid $2,000 for it. See, this is why I say all this talk about regulating Facebook, this is nonsense. Absolute nonsense. They're ready to make a pivot away from the oil companies. Again, the oil companies have already pivoted away from petroleum. They're already out there. They're the chief purveyors of all this alternative energy, just like Rex Tillerson. And so they've moved away from it. The Saudis realize that they're going to have to come up with something different. And, you know, like I said before, every 30, 40 years, we've got to change our monetary system. If you don't understand how the monetary system controls you, that's why I spent so much time on it the last couple of days. Now they got to go to something else. They got to go to, where would they go? They'd go to Silicon Valley, right? Because that's where the control lies. Thanks for listening. That's our program for today.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins. They don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.